Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Mental Illness, better known as Lee Hammock, across all social media platforms. I mixed that up, y'all. If this is your first time hearing my voice or seeing my face, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorders, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how no contact is just the beginning of your healing process, y'all. No contact doesn't mean that the thoughts of your partner stop, and the purpose of no contact as well, y'all. So, if you haven't already, y'all, join the channel memberships. You get priority response. You get priority replies to comments. You know, I see your comments. Access to special Discord servers and Facebook chats and things like that. Vlogs, email services, all kinds of different stuff, y'all. Channel memberships. Hit the join button. You know, on my main page. But anyway, y'all, let's hop into today's episode. No contact is just the beginning, y'all. It really is. If you don't know what no contact is, it's really when there is no access provided to the narcissistic person, to the toxic person that you're dealing with. No contact is a lot of times step one in a lot of healing processes for people. You know, no contact is not meant to punish the narcissist, y'all. It's just not meant to punish them. Do narcissists take it as punishment? Yes, a lot of narcissists take when you go no contact and you cut off access to them. They do take it like you're punishing them. Like, what did I do wrong? You're going to punish me for just being a human being. You go no contact with me. You're not going to talk to me no more. Oh, you're hurting me. I'll never do this to you. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all, just, it is a trip, y'all. Honestly, it is a wild, wild ride. But no contact literally means, like, no contact. Like, it's not, if you're still getting messages from them, you haven't blocked them, you're reading them, there's not no contact, y'all. There's no response. That's ignoring them. Sooner or later, you're going to respond to them. It just, y'all, it's almost inevitable that you respond to them sooner or later, because they're going to say something to trigger you. They're going to send you a picture of them in the hospital, or the dog sick, or they just, you know, they're standing on the edge of a bridge and saying they're going to jump if you don't come there. Y'all, they're going to say something. Block them. Blocking is the best way to go no contact. Blocking, universal block. Block everywhere. You know, be prepared for the friends and family to come through as well. But no contact is just the beginning, y'all. Because no contact does not mean you're not going to miss the person. No contact is not just the only step in healing, y'all. You just, I'm not going to ever talk to them again. That's the goal. But no contact means that it's just the start of the healing process. The rumination is going to start kicking in. Like, you're going to start thinking about them all the time. Sometimes you're going to be just chilling. That person is going to pop up into your head and you're going to start missing them, you know? But that's what no contact is for. So you don't reach out to them and you just get the relationship dynamic back started because you miss them. Ask yourself, what do you miss about them? Do you miss the person they were, or you miss the person who they are right now, the person that you went no contact with? Because I can guarantee you that people rarely ever miss the person they went no contact with. They miss the version of the person they thought that they were. You know what I mean? You miss the version of the person you thought who you were dealing with. That's what happens a lot of times. You think you missed this person, but you missed the version of that person you thought existed. The version that they presented to you during the first initial idealization phase. You know what I mean? No contact is just the beginning, y'all. The feelings don't just go away. It's to minimize it, y'all. It's to minimize things, because I truly feel that you cannot fully heal in the same environment that made you sick. I just don't think you can do that. If this toxic relationship dynamic is making you sick, where you can't operate on a normal basis, where you're just doing things out of the ordinary, where you're feeling in a certain type of way, if that's how things are going in this relationship dynamic, then it's going to keep going this way over and over and over and over again until you get out of it. And when you get out of it, going no contact helps you heal because, y'all, it's you're blocking all the stuff. Like, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on the podcast, y'all, I have my arm up right here. Just imagine a shield being in front of you. You seen one of those shields, like in the old movies and stuff like that, like an armored shield, or like a police shield, like, you know, police, the riot shields, you see? Just imagine a riot shield. That's where no contact is, because without that shield, all the stuff that they're throwing at you, the bricks, the love bombing bricks, the lies, the lying bricks, the half truth tomatoes, the gaslighting rocks, the triangulation, the triangulation onions, whatever they're throwing at you is going to get through to you because you don't have your shield up. And some of that stuff is going to hit you and it's going to hurt. The lying brick that hit you in the forehead is going to hurt, y'all. You see what I'm saying? The gaslighting rock is going to hurt. If it hits you in the face, it's going to hurt you. It just is. So that's what no contact does, is put that shield up between the stuff. Are some things going to get through? Yes, sometimes things get through because a family member reaches out to you. A friend reaches out to you. You know, they block, they do star 6-7 and reach out to you, something like that. They create a fake phone number and reach out to you. But no contact is putting that shield back up. No contact is like, ooh, sometimes you have to move the shield. If no contact is a riot shield, you have to move the shield to protect yourself. You can protect yourself straight on, straight forward by doing the, you know, blocking their phone number, blocking their social media, blocking their family members, whoever. You can, that's a straightforward block. But like I said, if they create a fake number, that's them coming from the side. If they create a fake profile, that's them coming from the side. So you have to adjust the shield. Boom, boom, boom. Right? They're throwing stuff to the right. To the right. It's a fake number to the right. Boom, boom, boom. You block it. You know, here comes a love bombing grenade. Here comes a promise to go to therapy grenade. Here comes the promise to throw grenade. Block it. Move your shield up high. Boom, boom. You see what I'm saying? They're gonna throw the promise to go to therapy grenade. They're gonna launch it. They're like, all lessons failed, guys. I'm about to pull the pin on the therapy grenade. Promise to go to therapy grenade. They're gonna throw it. Grenade! Boom! It's gonna blow up. Shield yourself, y'all. You have to pivot. Like I said, sometimes things are going to get through. But no contact is to help you build that muscle for when things, you know, it's like working out, y'all. Is to help you build that muscle so when things do get through, they might hurt you, but you can readjust, deal with it, and still not break that no contact. That's why I call it the no contact muscle. You have to build it up, y'all. The longer you have no contact, the stronger that muscle will be. You see what I'm saying? The more you have your ride shield up and the more you learn how to pivot with it, the more stuff you will block away. And sometimes will they get exhausted and go away? Yeah, sometimes you do. That's the hope, that they'll just go away and they'll leave you alone. So they're not tempting you to break no contact, you know? But sometimes they'll keep doing this stuff, y'all, until they'll keep doing this stuff over and over and over again to try to exhaust you, to make that shield heavy. Because let's be realistic. Sometimes going no contact is hard because you miss them and that shield starts getting heavy. I mean, I'm tired of holding the shield up by myself. That's why you need a support system. You see what I'm saying? That's why you need a support system to block it all off, to block it off. You know what I mean? That's why you need a support system to help you get through these situations. That's why you need a support system. When that shield gets heavy, pick it back up. That's why you need sometimes you need a life coach or a therapist to help you pick that shield back up. Like, hey, you know, I do my coaching. So I have my coaching service. I do one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that. You know, the link, go to mentalhealness.net to find that type of stuff out right there. But you pick that shield up and you can fight forward with it. They help you lift that shield up, y'all. That shield gets heavy. Let's be realistic. It's hard going no contact, and it's so hard, y'all. That's why I celebrate it for people. That's why I celebrate you when you go no contact, because it's hard. It's like kicking an addiction. It is. Sometimes it's harder to kick sometimes it's harder to kick an addiction to a person than it is to kick an addiction to an illegal substance, because that illegal substance can't call you and text you. That illegal substance can't, you know, reach out to you and tell you that they miss you. That illegal substance can't show up to your door begging and pleading and crying. You know what I mean? That illegal substance can't call you from a fake phone number. That illegal substance can't call your mom or your dad and beg and plead them for them to reach out to you. Their legal substance can't do that, but that person can. That's why I applaud no contact. That's why it's so hard to do, y'all. You should be applauded, because let's just say you've been together with somebody for 10 years. Let's get a nice even number, like 10 years, y'all. 10 years is approximately 3,650 days. So for 3,650 days straight, most times, a lot of times, you've talked to this person. You've interacted with this person. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. You've had 3,650 days of interaction with this person. It's hard as hell to go from talking to this person every single day to no days at all. Day one, no contact. And people just like, well, Lee, it's been 2 months. We were together for 10 years. I've been out of relationship for 10, I've been out of relationship for 1 year, and I still think about them sometimes. When does it ever stop? Like, y'all, 10 years versus 1 year, the time hasn't even matched up yet. Give yourself a chance. Do not give yourself an emotional black eye. And what I mean by the emotional black eye is stop beating yourself up emotionally. Give yourself some space and some grace, y'all. The space to forgive yourself. I mean, the space to heal and the grace to forgive yourself for the things you did not know, because you know them now. You know that you're dealing with a toxic, narcissistic person. You know that this person was emotionally and sometimes physically abusive. You know this person wasn't right for you. In the beginning, you didn't know that. Now you know. So, but that's what, now you know. You go back, whole different story. You see what I'm saying? Now you know. Do you see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going right here? And I'm like I said again, this is not victim blaming. This is me just trying to point it out. But now, because now you know. You know what I mean? Now you know. That's the dynamic right there, y'all. You know, yeah, that is a very interesting dynamic to know, because they're going to try to exhaust you, y'all. They're going to start mailing you letters and things like that to try to beat that shield, make that shield heavy. The shield is going to get heavy. Too much, like, Lee, it's too much stuff. They're throwing too much stuff at me. You know, that's what a coaching call will just help you, just throw that shield up. Okay, I got a little bit of extra energy. That's why I'm watching the videos and subscribing to YouTube channels and listening to the podcast to help, how to help rebuild their self-love. You know, that's why the self-love journal that I've actually designed on Amazon helps people regain their self-love and their self-worth. So you don't need it. You realize you don't need it from that person. Why do you need it from that person if you can get it from yourself? You know what I mean? Why do you need it from that person if you can get it from yourself? That's what I'm just telling you, y'all. No contact is just the beginning. No contact does not mean you miss them. It does not mean that you hate that person. No contact does not mean that you stop missing that person. No contact does not mean that you stop wanting to talk to that person. It's just, no contact means you chose yourself. No contact means you've chosen yourself over abuse. You've chosen yourself, and you've chosen the chance, the shot at a good future over the toxicity. That's what no contact means, y'all. And I hope you understand the dynamic, because no contact is hard as hell to keep up. And whoever's with no contact with somebody in their life, toxic boyfriend, toxic girlfriend, toxic friend, toxic parent, I applaud you, because I know it's tough as hell to do. I seriously applaud every single one of y'all. I appreciate y'all. You are way stronger than you think you are. Be blessed. You know, like I said, get the self-love journal. Join the channel membership for the extra push sometimes. And sometimes you need the extra push. Like and subscribe for more. And if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, give me that 5 stars, y'all. Please give me that 5 stars. Please give me a good rating. I appreciate every single one of y'all, yo. Mental illness is out. Peace.